Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Shayla Luke, and she is the intern for Produce in the Park. So good morning to you, Shayla.
Good morning to you.
Shayla, I first want to know a little about you. I know you've been working hard at the park, and we're going to talk about that, but let's talk a little bit about you and your family. You know, who are your parents? Do you have brothers and sisters? Some of those kinds of things.
Yes, my mom is Lisa Luke, and my sister is Tanya Luke.
And is Tanya older than you are?
Yes. Tanya is in her 30s.
Oh, there's a big jump in there, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Yes, but I just heard that you look quite a lot alike.
Yes, we do.
So very interesting. So what do you like to do? You know, what are you doing besides going to school and interning? You have some other things you do?
Oftentimes, I spend my time reading or writing. Generally, anything to do with the English subject, I'm very interested in.
Tell me about writing. What kinds of things do you write?
Pretty much anything. Oftentimes, I write for the yearbook at my school. I used to write newspaper articles, also for the Atlantic News Telegraph.
Good. Yes, that's getting it out there. And do you write poetry?
Yes. Yes, I do. Not often, but sometimes when I'm feeling that creative spark, I like to get it down on paper.
Great. And what about fiction? Do you make up stories and put them on paper?
I used to. Oftentimes it is just for class, but sometimes starting that allows me to go out and do it on my own and kind of just start building on it and making new things.
I hope you're keeping all of this in a journal or some way, your notebook. You're keeping all this, right?
Yes, yes.
For one thing, when you turn 30,
yes,
you'll look back at that and go, what was I thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Or how was I feeling? So that's very, very important. And is this something you think you might do career-wise, something related to writing, or is this just still a hobby?
Right now, it is still a hobby, but I have considered doing it as a career. I think maybe if I try to get more experience with writing, maybe more articles for the newspaper, that might help me further my decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, experience is still the best teacher, so however that teaches you, that's great, Shayla. So let's talk a bit about being intern. How did you get to be an intern at Produce in the Park?
So I heard about Produce in the Park from my boss's mom, who happens to be my journalism teacher, Allison Berryhill. And she suggested to me some volunteer opportunities. I wanted to try and take on an opportunity that would allow me to step out of my shell. I've always been very shy and anxious, so I wanted to try something new in the hopes of overcoming that.
And I think you've accomplished that. In fact, some other folks who are on the Produce and the Pork board were saying, Shayla really has come out and showed some spark, you know, from that person at the beginning. So you're being successful, Shayla.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you bet. So tell us some of the things you do. You come every Thursday night to Produce in the Park. What are some of the things that are included in your job?
So I help set up every week for Produce in the Park. This involves setting up signs, making sure all of the vendors have what they need. I pass out tickets for a weekly raffle. When I wrote articles, I would always make sure to know what items they have next week and kind of get in contact with the vendors and make sure that these articles are written in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. And I think it is so important, and it's from experience in the past, knowing to go around to all the vendors and get them to say what they think they're going to have, because it's sort of like looking in a crystal ball for them.
Yes.
They don't always know.
Yes.
Weather, that sort of thing. Well, what are some of the things that you've found that you enjoy, or maybe some of the things you've learned at working Produce in the Park?
I know that I definitely enjoy helping out with the community. I enjoy obviously being addressed with concerns or questions. I like the idea of being able to help someone with something, and even if it's something simple as, where is this vegetable, or something like that, it makes me really happy to just help somebody out with that.
feel like you have an answer.
Yes.
Move it on. What are some of the activities that have gone on? And you may not have helped with all those, but know they're going on. What are some of the activities that maybe have surprised you or you think been particularly fun, in addition to buying vegetables, of course? What are some of the other things? Because there's a ton of things that go on.
Yes. I would say, for starters, 1 week we had the YMCA with yoga, which was a very fun experience to try out personally. I had never done yoga, but I was considering doing it, and Brigham, my boss, pushed me to try and do that, and I really enjoyed it.
And, of course, when you say your boss, Brigham Hoig is manager for Produce in the Park.
Yes.
And does lots of things in addition to, I guess, mentoring you, Shayla, and just taking care of lots of the details that go on. So have you been surprised, or are there any things that surprised you about, yeah, we really do this at Produce in the Park?
Yes. I would say just the planning behind everything. You know, it takes so much dedication and hard work to set it up every week to make sure that we have people coming in for entertainment and education and food samples. Stuff like that I would have never guessed took so much work, but in the end, it's been very, very successful.
A good observation, because I think a lot of us will go to an event or even participate in an event and have no clue that all of these things went on behind the scenes and made it possible. So that's a really good observation. Well, let's talk a little bit about, well, first, how much longer Produce in the Park? People keep asking me, how much longer for Produce in the Park?
I believe it is to the end of September, but the Harvest Market, which is one day at the Atlantic Community Building, starts November 25th, so make sure to come.
That's right. We want to talk about Harvest Market a little bit. We've been doing this several years, the first Monday before Thanksgiving, so we can all get ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes. And initially, I think people thought, November, what kind of fresh food are we going to buy? But there's still quite a few things.
Yes.
Yeah. So you want to plan on, put that on your calendar, November 25th, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. So, and I know that some of the contacts have already been made. Are there some things that you know of that you want to mention that's going to happen at Harvest Market?
Well, as a last kind of hurrah to see some of the vendors that you often see at Produce in the Park, I know a lot of them will be attending. Mm-hmm. Obviously, different produce and items will be available with the new season.
And more baked goods, I think.
Yes.
Usually there's more, lots of cinnamon rolls and candy and lots of baked goods, that kinds of things. So that's an addition. And then I believe that Smoke Shack is going to be there, A-Town Smoke Shack.
Yes.
So people can come and have their supper, take it home with them, whatever, and work it into their schedule. So that will be a positive kind of thing. Now, it's time for people who'd like to be vendors to sign up. And they can do that. I believe that the forms are available through the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. And you can even, I think they're already online, but go to the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. And of course, if you see Shayla or you see Brigham at Produce in the Park, you can ask about that too. I think you're going to have the forms there coming up. So
yes, please do ask.
Yes. And just because I have one of the forms in front of me, I'll just sort of read off of that. That's the, if you want to be a vendor, the first space, and that's a 10-foot space, is $25. And if you need additional spaces, they're $15 for every additional space. And you want to get signed up before October 15th, because you get $5 off of later signups. And of course, Harvest Market is like Produce in the Park in terms of its local food, local baking, local
people.
Yes, very good. So we want to thank you, Shayla, for helping with Produce in the Park. It's been a great addition. And we want to mention that you're going to be the voice of Harvest Market when you hear some ads for that. And you'll also be hearing you this coming week on Produce in the Park ads. So listen up for Shayla Luke. And we want to thank you for doing that.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Until next time, remember, Produce in the Park every Thursday night through September, and Harvest Market on November 25th.